High School Band.
Good evening, Lafaria High School. My name is Ashley Ledesma, and I will be judging you in the area of color guard this evening. I'm looking forward to your performance, and best of luck.
Glory, arranged by Manny Maldonado. Drum majors, Zoe Flores, Presley Becerra, and Elena Briones. You may begin your performance for the Lafaria Independent School District Marching Invitational.
Make sure we're really maintaining our posse. Nice understanding of the roll into the floor. Good. As we enter on our swing flags and we go into those sautés, make sure we're really stretching that back knee. Tighten that up and stretch all the way through the foot. Good. Use your breath as you come up and over with the porte-bras. Nice initiation. Again, check out that lower body as we go over. That we're all stretching through the leg on that small cone. Good. Students have a strong understanding of how to manipulate the one-handed flourish behind the head. Really squeeze on those chassés. Make sure we're all utilizing our free arm in the same way. And then all take the same amount of time to bring the flag down. There's a small breakdown in the timing as we brought the flags down. Very cool prop. Good, as you move the heart, try as much as you can to keep that flat to the front. Looking at the rifles. Watch the timing of the toss rifles. Make sure that you're locking that dip. Sampling the flags on the stage left. Good sense of timing. There was variation in the height of those tosses, so watch where you are placing that toss. Really squeeze the legs together on the chenille-trenal or the jump turn. Moving back to the rifles. Good manipulation behind the body. Good recovery. Good squeeze the catch rifles. We pick that leg up in the second position. Make sure we're maintaining second. Rifles, when you go into that 45 toss, make sure that your shoulders are facing flat to the back so we all have the same toss. Sampling the flags in the backstage right. Yeah, just watch how we initiate that flourish right before the strip toss. Continue to perform. Make sure we're all moving through those cones with the same amount of energy flags. Yeah, so continue to build up the consistency of the toss. Not all of us are taking the same amount of time to turn and then do the cone into the release. So we had a bit of a popcorn release. And then I know it's probably wet. You're afraid to throw it, but you got to give the flag some air so that you have the potential to catch it. Yeah, watch the timing of these flourishes, flags, going into that 45 toss. Yeah, check out the lower body here. What is the positioning of the feet? What is the positioning of the arm? How far are we lifting up? Also, going back to the single 45 toss, not all the performers are getting that tip up. And then once you catch, how do you move into that turn? We had a pretty big breakdown of understanding starting from the 45 toss to the end of the movement. Sampling the soloist. Yeah, be expressive, soloist. Good, stretch all the way through the foot in the sauté. And then as you continue to run right there, continue to lift. You could add another porte-bras with your arm as you're running, just so it's not so transitional. Yeah, so on the sautés, think softer, lighter sautés. So they match what's happening in the music. They're not so aggressive. In the first movement, your sautés are a little more punchy because that's what the music calls for. Here, we want to find more soft and more breath. Yeah, when we stand up out of that roll, really engage the thighs, squeeze and push up out of the ground. It's really a nice moment of color. Develop, the students have a strong sense of timing and understanding of how you want them to do this equipment work. Student on the stage left, 25, make sure we're staying with everyone else. Yeah, squeeze the legs together again on that jump turn. Same comment from earlier in the last movement. And then again, making sure we always have energy in that free arm. If it's not being utilized, we don't want it to dangle. We still want it to have energy. Nice ripple. Yeah, all performers, make sure we perform that transition. I would say about 3/4 of us did, but some of us let down. Make sure we don't turn to the front early. Flags in the back of the field. Oh, good correction. I was just about to say you were in the wrong drill spot, but you fixed it. Good for you. Yeah, so like most schools, this is probably newer choreography for you. So just continue to really develop your checkpoints on this work. Yeah, so we just need to make sure we're being a little clearer in our A-B choreography throughout that whole section. You know, at this time, it's not quite as readable as we'd like it to be. Yeah, but better understanding here. Let's check out our student on the stage left 40-yard line. Use some manipulation of the equipment, one-handed on that 45, picking up the accents with the in the choreography. Yeah, shoulders and hips, guys. Make sure we got to get our shoulders and hips around at the front. All right. So I thought the first couple movements were super, super strong. Students had a very strong understanding of what was being asked of them. Now we need to work to get that same understanding of this this last movement. Anytime we're going to toss, make sure, whether it's rifle or flag, that we are squeezing and locking that dip or that prep before we let go of the... anytime we're going to toss, that we're really squeezing, because we have an understanding of how to do the tosses, but we're just not executing them together. All right. I hope that you find my comments helpful, and best of luck as you continue the rest of the season. And good luck at Pigskin.